Hi Dave, how are things?
Things are fine, thanks.
Is it good to be back in C64 Nerd Town again?
Yeah, I like it every time we do this kind of thing. Takes me back to the old days.
So what have you been up to since we last spoke, which was at the Back in Time live event in Birmingham?
I started doing some work for Electronic Arts on Medal of Honor on the PC in French, German and Japanese dialogue. And since then I got a job in-house working at Jester Interactive, working on the music products, and also currently working on, believe it or not, Manic Miner, Jet Set Willy and Iridium, all Game Boy Advance.
So you're back composing again. How's that?
It's painful because I've not done it for so long, but it's interesting.
So why didn't you continue to do dialogue?
I couldn't get the work. I put my name about, went to every agency and company, and nothing came along, so there you go.
So you've been back in England now for a couple of months. Have you settled down and everything is in place?
Yeah, I've been back since last August, and I've got a house, new car, double glazing, the usual stuff. So I'm back to normal.
So what do you expect of tonight's event? Just 1 hour left. What do you think it will be like?
I'm just looking forward to hearing the live bands, like Press Play on Tape, and whoever else they've got lined up, because I haven't seen the schedule.
So why aren't you playing with the band?
Because I'm not very good at playing live. Well, firstly, I wasn't asked. Secondly, I get very nervous playing live, so I don't do it anymore.
So Press Play on Tape did a cover of Beyond the Ice Palace. What do you think of that version?
I think it was really good. It was really interesting. Obviously, the CD version was much better than the live version because it was, you know, live. But I think they're really good. I like it, and I hope they keep doing what they're doing, keeping the music going.
So was it kind of like something you imagined when you did the tune back in the 80s?
No, never. I thought it would be in the game, on the show for a few weeks, in the bin a few weeks later, and never to be heard of again.
So it's a bit of a surprise, huh?
Yeah, it's a big surprise. I'm amazed.
Well, your fans are literally screaming for a David Whittaker music CD, and now that we know that you're in composition again, will you release one?
No.
Why?
I have neither the time nor the inclination. No amount of money would get me to do it.
How about producing a CD?
That's a possibility, because I'm a good critic of other people's music, so that's a possibility.
Okay, thanks Dave for talking to me again. What's up for the future? What will you do next?
I have no idea. I'm currently working on what I mentioned before, and I'm not sure what else is in the pipeline, so I'm just going to stick at it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for coming all this way.
Thanks. This audio file was downloaded from www.c64hq.com.